And welcome to the Brooklyn Conversation here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the Brooklyn Conversation's special series called The Adventure Soundboard. And my name is Erin, the host of this fantastic special series. With me today, I am playing a different game again for context. The Adventure Soundboard is a show where I play role-playing games with different groups of people. Last week, it was a Pride and Prejudice-themed RPG. And my five guests with me are sharing astounded and excited looks. But today we are playing a Dungeons and Dragons game called Honor Among Thieves. And that is what we're going to be playing. For those who do not listen or have not caught up on adventuresoundboard.podomatic.com, where you can hear all previous episodes, I made a little bit of a previously on, which we will now play while we finish setting up here. Yeah, so stick around for that, and we'll be right back.
My name is Taryn, and I will be playing Brenna the Barbarian.
I'm Margaret. I am going to be playing Jessamine Nimblefoot. She is a halfling monk.
I am Gilsey, and my character is Nox. And she just really likes seducing people.
My name is Lexi. I am playing as Toast, the human sorcerer.
I'm Marcia, and I'll be playing Thananthus, goes by Danny, who's a half-orc paladin.
I am setting them up in an ocean city called Lillay. It is a town of wealthy merchants and nobles and people of circumstance. You found your way to Lillay, where you recently succeeded at a very big job and came into some money. You wake up in the morning, that hard-earned cash, that money that you worked so hard for, is gone. There is this little card, and it says, Wisp Shadowfoot, Lady Thief. It says on the back, Wessel's Warehouse, Midnight. My name is Wisp Shadowfoot, as you may know, Lady Thief, and I have a job for you. The gang is called the Wayhill Slashers. They have been known, they're made up of a mob of humans and halflings. The worst kind of gang that have been recruited by a drow named Vixtiel. That whole group has been doing awful things for my reputation.
So we're taking out your competition.
Yes.
Without our shit.
She jumps up, disappears, and there is a little card sitting there that, like, floats down back. Try to catch it. The note says, Eagle's Feather, Wayhill Slashers, Abandoned Inn, Hideout. You step right through the door, and what you see there is a pair of, like, four people who are playing, like, who seem to be playing, like, cards, two of which, like, look like thugs, and two of which wearing, like, hoods or whatever. And if you look off to the side, you'll see that there are, like, two more, like, beefy-looking, like, female humans, like, standing there throwing darts. And they all stop what they're doing and look at you and stand up immediately. Why don't you tell us what you want here and be gone?
Ew! Like, I want to show ass. I just keep walking in. I'm like, ew! I would like my alcohol. This is a tavern. Where is it? What kind of shitty inn are you running?
All right, fine. Don't
worry. What kind of
trouble.
Fucking inn do you think this is?
What went in on the fucking door? Can you read?
Maybe you need to take the sign down if you're close. It's
maybe
not that
you need
hard.
To know maybe. What the Wayhill Slashers are. Roll for initiative.
Oh my god.
For flavor, I'd love to go for the knees.
Okay, great. Go for the knees.
Watch out, knees.
I went to the left, and now I go to the right.
You just kick her in the shins. With, like, throw your blows, yeah.
I want to kick her.
I would, like, love to go for the groin. I would love to slide beneath her legs and kick her in the butt. Let's go. I'll slide on my knees.
Yeah.
Jump up, side kick her in the butt, and be like, it's extremely rude. We just wanted brunch.
This thug is down. Like, absolutely kicked to shit. And there you have it. That's where we were at during our last show. And we are actually, in fact, in the middle of battle. And I'm going to bring these online. Okay, up next, we have Nox. Nox, it's your turn. Jessamine has just absolutely obliterated this thug in front of you from the waist down, which is actually very impressive. So you're doing all of that. It's very exciting. And so in front of you now is Danny, who was just attacked by the thug who's down. There is one more thug around you and two smaller, like, halflings who seem to be hanging back. And then there are, in addition, two other thugs who are, like, off to the side, who are approaching but have not reached you yet. What would you like to do? You were technically hidden because you snuck into the room.
Okay, who's the closest one to me?
The closest one? That would be the other thug.
The other thug.
Yes.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Would I be able to kind of just go behind them and, like, slit their throat?
Yeah, I mean, because technically that thug attacked Danny, so they're in melee with them, so...
You can't see me. It'd be like attack? A sneak attack. Yeah, yeah,
that would be a sneak attack.
Yeah.
So,
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, so I would have to roll 3d6.
Right. So for sneak attack, that's just extra damage. You still need to roll to hit.
Okay.
And it has advantage on the attack roll, so you roll that d20 twice to see if you hit.
11
just... roll a second time.
And 14.
Okay, that definitely hits.
Okay.
Now you are going to roll extra damage. All right.
3, 4, and 2.
Okay, great. So let me do that math. That is 9 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So you sneak up behind this thug... and you run your blade across her neck and do 9 points of damage. She's still up, but she is, you know, has like beads of blood down like around her neck now. Gross. She's wearing leather armor, you know. It's lots to cut through.
Could I also I don't know, should I throw her to the ground and kind of, like, stab her in the heart?
It's
your life.
You can try, yeah.
Could I do that?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Make an attack roll, not advantage this time, just a straight attack roll.
So that's a d20, do you add anything?
No.
If you're attacking, you would add... Ooh, I guess
like the weapon attack bonus.
Right, it'd be the weapon. Yeah, it'd be the weapon modifier. So I think roll your strength. Yeah, so roll a d20, add your strength modifier, and then are you using a weapon?
I would be using my dagger.
Okay, so then add your proficiency bonus also.
It's 3. Yeah, proficiency 3 for all of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 5. So I rolled a 5.
Okay. And then plus your strength modifier.
Plus 2, that'd be 7.
And then add your proficiency bonus, which is 3.
3, yeah.
Okay, that's so a 10, but unfortunately that doesn't quite do it. You go into an attack, but you kind of like realize that you've gotten like kind of close and you kind of stall the last minute and you don't exactly... Like, you don't hit her. You kind of don't have enough force.
Okay. Can I keep going?
I don't think you have any more attacks to do. Do you have, like, you can move if you would like?
Can I blend back into the shadows?
I don't know. Like, do you have a bonus action where you can do that?
You're rogue?
A rogue.
Yeah,
a rogue.
Yeah, she, level 2, you get bonus action. Hide, dodge... Right. And disengage. Yeah.
Okay, so you can bonus action to, I guess, disengage.
Okay.
That would prevent me from hitting. Yeah. So your options are either to back away and hide, and they would get an attack of opportunity, or disengage, and they can still see you.
Okay. I will disengage.
Okay, great. So you back away.
Yes.
Great. Danny, it is now your turn.
Cool. So the one directly in front of me is dead now.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Gracias. So is the one Nox attack the next closest? Or
yes.
Okay, so I'm going to whirl on that one with my axe.
Okay.
Because reasons.
Reasons indeed.
For brunch.
For brunch.
That's our battle cry.
Oh dear, so close yet so far. That is a 8.
Oh, nope, not gonna do it.
Oh.
All right.
Do you have another attack?
Yes.
All right.
So
roll again.
Try that again. That's better. That is a 19.
A 19 definitely hits.
Cool.
Go ahead and roll that damage.
Woo!
Yeah, let's find the D8.
Roll that beautiful damage footage.
I just want you to, like, curl eggs at him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like, all I want.
A pitcher full of mimosas.
Ooh, nice. 8.
You got an 8?
I got an 8.
Okay.
Plus your axe.
Oh, right. Plus, what is...
And her axe.
But yeah.
So that would be, I don't know what that would be.
So, I mean, essentially it's the damage from the weapon and then also your strength modifier.
So,
you got a
11.
Great axe, right?
11?
Yeah.
Great. So that is going to be, you said 11 points of damage.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, you do that. Anything else?
No. Oh, wait.
Mark, like, yours is just so good.
No, I rolled junk the entire last time.
Yeah,
it yeah that's that it. Last
it and then that natural 20 from last time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sweet, sweet. That really did it.
Oh, yeah.
That all?
Oh, yeah, that's all. Sorry.
Cool. Great. Next is going to be Bruno's turn.
Awesome. So who else is... So yeah. Who else is around and... Hittable.
Well, you guys are all kind of like scrunched in the doorway. It's kind of like a water bottle effect.
Okay.
I don't remember what that's called, but that's what I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bottleneck.
Bottleneck. There it is.
You had it. It was there.
I was just thirsty. right. So in front of you all, like everyone's kind of crowded at the door attacking these two thugs. There are two like little halfling ladies kind of like in the background with like their daggers kind of like trying to look for an opening. And then off to the side, you see two more lady thugs who are with like close. You would have to move towards them, but they are like pulling out their weapons and coming back.
Cool.
You guys.
I would go to that one.
Thank you, sir.
I would go attack those women that are just coming out from the side and just drawing the weapons. I want to move over to them and start attacking them.
All right. You go on over there.
Cool.
Great.
All right. I'm going to hit them with my great axe.
Excellent.
All right. I don't think I actually made it, though. It's with strength, right?
Yeah, strength and proficiency.
Yes, that's an 8, so I probably don't make it.
No, you don't make it. Do you have a second attack?
I do have a second attack.
So roll away.
One more time.
Yeah.
And this one makes it 19 plus 3, so 21.
21 definitely hits. Cool. Roll that damage.
All right, so I get a D12 plus 3. All right.
D12 plus 3.
Nope, that's a D8. There we go. So 9, 12. We got 12.
You got a 12?
Yeah.
Alrighty. That is 12 points of damage.
Nice.
Yes.
I like my great axe. I like my great axe.
I don't think they do.
No. People
right.
usually don't.
Yeah, she kind of looks, she goes, ow. And you're going to stay there?
Yeah, I'll chill there for a little bit.
Cool, great. As you guys are kind of fighting amongst yourselves and doing all of this, the two little halfling ladies start spreading out a little bit. One of the ladies comes around, and because you are in melee with the other lady, she is going to come around and from behind and attack you. So she's going to do that. Rolling. That was a 2.
Yeah, I'm going to say that doesn't hit.
So that probably doesn't hit.
You're tall.
Oh,
I mean...
wait, sorry. She has advantage because that was a 5. All right. So, you know, she doesn't hit, but she tries. The other halfling is going to come up. She's going to, let's see, what is her? Yeah, she is going to make her way towards you, Brenna,
mm-hmm.
And come up behind and try to attack you. So let's see. That's 1, 2. All right, that is going to be a 13 to hit.
Oof.
That hits?
What am I doing it, comparing it to?
Your AC, your armor class.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that hits. That
okay. Hits. Yeah, what's your armor class?
Oh, wait, no, my armor class is 17.
Okay, so that does
so
not
good.
Hit.
We're good.
The next attack, she has actually a second attack. So let's see. That is going to be a 10, so that probably doesn't hit either. Yep. So that is going to be their turns. Now it is Toast's turn.
All right. Can you tell me which of these people is closest to the door? And also, sorry, just for my information, how many enemies are there left? Are there 4 or 6?
There are... I can do this math.
2 humans
5.
And 5.
Okay. So there are 3 humans and 2 halflings.
Okay, cool. And who's closest to the door, enemy-wise?
Yeah, closest to the door is one of the halflings and one of the thugs.
All right.
Like one of the halflings and one of the older ladies, like the human ladies. Okay.
And are either of them currently engaged with my allies?
Yeah, both of them are engaged with Danny.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, I would like to look at the halfling who is attacking my new friend Danny.
Yes.
And I am going to summon from the folds of my... It's not a robe, it's a cool leather jacket. Mm-hmm. A chromatic orb, which is a 4-inch sphere, and I'm going to hurl it at that halfling's head and attempt to attack her with lightning. So I have to make a ranged spell attack.
Okay. Go for it.
So let's see.
Bringing out the big guns.
That was a 2 plus 6 is 8 to hit.
Not gonna hit.
Damn it. And I do not have advantage. So yeah. Right. Okay.
Do you have any? Do you have any other attacks, or is that your one?
Nope. That's my one action.
All right. You are in the doorway. Do you want to move or?
No, I'm gonna stay in the doorway. I'm gonna play goalie here in case anyone tries to leave.
Okay, you got it.
Cool. Thank you.
Sure thing. Now it is those thuggish ladies' turn again. The one attacking you, Danny, is going to keep attacking you. So she is going to roll. Yeah, I'm rolling like shit. That's a 7. That doesn't work.
So many whiffs in this.
So many. Yeah, you guys are like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Shadowbox.
Yep, that's a 9 for her second attack, so she's also having trouble. The other two thugs, the one who you're attacking, Brenna, is going to go after you again. So let's see. Oh, okay. So close to good. But again, that was a 6, so that doesn't work. And that was also a 6, so that one's back there. The other lady is actually going to, you know, move past you, not through your space, but just past, and is going to go towards Nox, and go to try to attack. That is going to be a 19 to hit.
Mm. Oof. That hits.
Okay, and second attack. That is going to be a 17 to hit.
That hits, too.
All right, so both of those hit. And now let's see the damage. That is, ooh.
Oh, God.
That is going to be 19 points of damage from those 2 hits.
Wow.
Ooh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, no, wait. No, that's wrong. It's 16 points of damage.
Slightly better.
But still ouch. So that's going to be her turn, and now it is Jessamine's turn again.
Okay. I was just running some numbers over here.
Yep, to try crunch away.
Figure out how many friggin' attacks a monk can have. Anyway.
They can have a lot of attacks.
They can. I don't want to get too greedy. Appropriate greedy.
That's respectful. I appreciate it.
So Danny is currently engaged in combat, yes?
Yeah, Danny's engaged. Nox is now engaged as well.
Okay. And Nox is looking a little rough around the edges.
It seemed like she didn't like that.
All right. I'd like to go after this individual that's close to Nox.
Okay.
Now let me check. Is there only one person engaged with Nox in melee
now?
Just
one. Yes.
Just one. So there isn't anybody else within, let's say, melee range of that individual?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, you know, checking. I've got a Spider-Man between the two of them.
Sure.
Anyway. So I'm going to go after this one. And let's kick things off with a quarterstaff attack.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Go for it.
All right. That. I need dice. Okay. Hi, guys. I'm back. So quarterstaff attack. I rolled a 5. My attack bonus with the quarterstaff is +7, so that's a
12 to hit.
That'll still hit.
Yes!
Very nice.
A 12 quarterstaff is 1d6 plus 4. It's a 3, so 7 damage.
7 damage?
7 damage on the quarterstaff attack.
Okay, she is not looking great. You see her kind of, like, breathing heavily, and you see, like, a bit of blood from her neck and also from her head now, just kind of...
I enjoy this.
Well, so you're small, so it'd probably be actually from her knee again.
It's cool. Knees are delicate, yeah, and I like breaking them.
She's not looking great.
For my second attack, I would like to hit her again with the quarterstaff.
Go for it.
I would like to endeavor to hit her again with the quarterstaff. That's a 17 before I add anything.
Cool. Yeah.
Roll damage again. Mm-hmm. That's a 5 plus 4, and that makes 9.
Great. You slice behind her ankles, and she goes down. She is out.
Oh, she's out?
She's
dead. Okay. I will not bonus attack the body.
No, MVP. You do not need to bonus attack the body, okay. Unless you so choose.
I mean...
Monk valuable player.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, wow. Like, 10 out of 10 there.
If I may, I would try to help. Are you up or are you prone right now?
I'm still up.
Okay, never mind. I would check in with Nox and see how she's doing.
That's fair.
Yeah. She's like, are you okay? Are you okay?
All right. Sounds good.
That's it for me.
Nox, it's your turn.
All right. Who else is close to me? Who haven't we attacked yet?
So there's still, like, a little halfling behind Danny nearby. Brenna is attacking another one, and then there's another lady who is coming up. Oh. I don't know where she is. She's wandering around. She's a little lost.
Getting the shotgun from behind the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can I talk to this lady and persuade her to come on, help us, or stop attacking us?
Sure. How are you going to try to persuade her?
So I was thinking of, just, like, using my persuasion. I have, like, really high charisma and persuasion. I have a plus 9 for persuasion.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Like, what are you going to say?
Okay. So I go up to her, like, a little bit of blood on my mouth, and I say, hello, ma'am. I'm looking a little rough today, but my doctor says I'm lacking vitamin U.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm really proud of you.
Wow.
Can we all, like, groan in character?
In character, like, everyone stops fighting to give you a glare.
Wow, okay. Roll a persuasion check.
I want this to work so much.
Also d20 and add your whatever stat you have for persuasion. So that plus 9.
So 19.
19?
Hey.
That's really beautiful. Good. So you say this to her. She kind of laughs a little bit and looks confused, but she also kind of shakes her head a little bit. She's like, not today, toots. is that all you're going to do?
Can I just keep talking to her to distract her from the fight? So she doesn't join in?
I'm going to say roll a performance check for that. Ooh, and we'll call that your two attacks.
What is my performance?
Your two actions.
Okay. Ooh. That's 19, just... right there.
All right, you're up in her face flirting with her, and she's, like, trying to go for her crossbow, but, like, she kind of can't because you're in her way. It seems like she's going to have a bit of a disadvantage if she tries to attack anyone on her next turn.
Nice!
Danny, your turn.
I will attack again with one that's still in front of me. I think that's the other human.
Actually,
wait, or is that...
So there's a halfling by you.
There's a halfling.
And so halfling by you, there's the thug lady that Nox is now flirting with, there's the thug lady that Brenna's in attacking with, and there's the halfling who tried to attack Brenna.
Okay, so I'll the halfling by me. I thought it was a human for some reason.
Yeah.
Let's do an attack. So that's a 23.
Wow. Yeah, that'll definitely hit.
Ooh. Get that halfling.
Get it.
All right.
Yes.
That's D8 this time.
Yeah.
That's 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage? Yeah, okay. Sounds good. And your next attack?
Just wail on them again.
Okay.
I'm like, they're still standing? Yes. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, actually. Well, yeah, we'll just attack. 13. So, oh. 18.
Yep, that'll hit. Okay. Go ahead.
Six. So 9 again.
9 points of damage again.
Yeah.
Wow. She is not. She's not feeling it. Like she looks. She looks like she looks kind of rough.
All right. Cool.
Great, Brenna, your turn. You have a lady with a mace in front of you and a halfling behind you.
I'm gonna go attack the lady with the mace again.
Cool.
That's the one I was attacking before, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so attacking her. Let's see. That's an 11 plus. Okay, so that's a 15.
15 hits.
Sweet! Okay, so d12 again. That's 5. Six, seven, that's an 8.
An 8?
8 on my first attack.
8 damage, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet. And I'm gonna hit her one more time.
Great.
Nope, I'm not. Because that was a 4.
Okay.
So no.
So no, you get one good hit in. Next up is the halflings. So the halfling that you're attacking is going to attack back.
All right. You know how that goes for them. I feel like not well.
You know, she's a little pissed off. You mm-hmm. injured her quite a lot. You see, like, there's a bit of a wild look in her eyes. Like, it looks like she wants to run, but she's not. That is going to be a 11 to hit.
Nope.
Great.
Yeah.
One more attack. That's a natural 20.
Ah.
All right. So we're doubling these dice. That is going to be 8 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So that's 8 points of damage to you. She's looking, like, shaky, but again, she's, like, seems to be, like, fighting through her anxiety in order to do this. Next up is Lovely Toast. I forgot there's okay. another spy. Spy's going to attack you, Brenna. Since you're, right. yep, since you're still in melee with the other thug, mm-hmm. she gets advantage on her first attack.
Boom.
That's another natural 20.
Yes. Those are only good when we roll them.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
There are rules.
That's 8 points of damage
right.
for their first attack. And then for the second one, that's going to be a 13 to hit.
Nope.
Great. So that is points. Going to be her attack, and she's still hanging out.
Right.
Now it's Toast's turn.
All right. Am I able to tell from looking at this group who... I think the person that... Jessamine took out was the leader, is that correct? Or could we tell who seems to be in charge?
It doesn't seem like any of them are particularly a leader. They're just working together as a team.
Okay, cool. So in that case, other than the person that Nox is charmingly distracting, who else seems the most undamaged?
The halfling behind Brenna.
Okay. Toast really doesn't like being bad at things and failing, so when she threw the chromatic orb and it whiffed, it came right back into her hand like a boomerang, and she just throws it right back out again at the that halfling that's by Brenna. So I'm going to attempt the same attack again.
All right, go for it.
So it's a so cool. 4-inch ball of lightning going at this halfling's head.
Mm-hmm.
That's a natural 20.
Nice, nice. Yes. All right. Roll that damage.
All right, so it's 3d8... That's 6. 13 times 2 is 26 damage.
26 points of damage. That halfling is hanging on by a thread.
Yay.
She's like heavy breathing, like shaking. Like she looks pretty toasty, actually. So, nice. Great. Nice turn. Toast.
Can I actually, as if this counts as a free action, can I shout out to my group, like, what is our goal here? What are we trying to do? Are we just trying to take them all out? Should we try and keep any alive for questioning?
We can try to find their leader. Her name is Vixiel.
Oh, cool. I didn't write that down in my mental notebook.
Very good memory.
Thanks, Brenna. Cool.
Amazing.
We can also ask the person I'm flirting with for more information.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good plan. Let's make her the one that we save for questioning, perhaps. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool.
Great, awesome.
Thanks.
So it's going to be the thug's turn. One second. So it's going to be the thug's turn. The one attacking you, Brenna, is going to go ahead and... So that thug is going to go ahead and attack you, Brenna, with one swing. That is going to be, like, a 12 to hit, which probably does not hit you.
Nope.
Okay. Second attack. That's a 2, naturally, so that's probably not going to hit you either.
Not this time.
Great. So that's one of them. The other one, who is dealing with a very flirty Nox right now, is kind of moving around and also... So she's, like, dealing with all of that, and then she's going to try to pull out her crossbow. And I'm going to say that this... I'm going to have this make a dexterity check to see if, like, she can get past. Actually, yeah. Nox, can you roll another performance check for me?
It's a nat 20.
Great, so she can't. She's trying, and you're all up in there.
Your game is so strong.
Yeah.
Big dick energy.
Good.
Big dice energy.
Hey. All
right, great. That is going to be the end of that. Jessamine, it's your turn.
Okay, cool. I'm recovering from that. according to my notes here, which are definitely accurate,
sure.
There are 2 beings attacking Brenna right now.
Yes.
A halfling,
yes,
who is toasty. And a human?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Not looking great human.
Okay.
And then there's also the halfling that Danny is...
Dealing with. Yes. All right, cool. I think... are the human and halfling that are attacking Brenna, like, close to each... They're both in melee with Brenna, so if I get over there, could I maybe attack the two of them with my many attacks?
Sure.
That is mainly my question.
Yeah, you give it a shot.
I've never gotten to do that before. I'm very excited. We'll see what the dice say. I would like to go for the halfling first and just... Well, actually, no. Let's go for the human first. With my quarterstaff, I'm going to run over there and try to hit her.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's a her. But,
Yep.
Cool.
She's a lady.
Okay, so that is a 19 to hit.
That hits. And which one are you attacking again?
The human.
Okay.
19 to hit, and I went ahead and rolled the damage with it.
Oh.
Just to jinx myself.
Amazing.
I've read that on the internet as a tip.
guys.
But yeah, my bonus for the quarter staff is 4. So that's 9 damage.
9 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So she's still up, but she's looking bad.
I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
I will endeavor to do it again.
Okay.
It.
That's, I rolled a 19.
That'll hit.
Okay, nice. And 8 damage.
Yep, that bug is also down.
Woo!
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then for my bonus action, which is an unarmed attack,
yeah,
I would like to, if it is possible, and I don't actually, this DM call on this,
if it
is possible to strike this halfling, but not kill them, like take them maybe to 0 and get them unconscious. I don't want to make them dead.
I'm going to say with intent,
mm-hmm,
you can do that.
Okay.
So you've called it ahead of time. I'll let it stand.
I would like for that to be, your discretion on that.
Sure. I mean, I will say if you roll a natural 20 to attack, like...
I mean, that would be cool.
Like, they're very, very close to death, so...
Okay. All right. Well, to
it's
attack.
Like threading a needle.
All right. That was not a natural 20. Safe, guys. Not a natural 20.
Uh-huh.
It's an unarmed attack... Which is, I forget what's the plus to hit with unarmed?
It's Dex, right?
Probably. Well, so monks are weird, right?
Yeah.
Probably Dex.
I guess. It sounds like Dex. Like all my stuff is Dex based.
If all your stuff is Dex, then we're
so it's 12 to hit.
12 will hit.
12 to hit. All right.
Just Ooh. Hits.
Mm. And it's a D4 to count up to a D6, I think, at level 5. So.
Honestly, it doesn't matter.
Cool. I rolled a 5.
Great. Yep.
So, yeah.
So,
I would love for this person to be unconscious.
Halfling is unconscious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay! Is that a murder?
Yay!
In this current instant.
In this moment.
Moments ago.
Right.
That's
so
it.
You killed another human lady. Halfling is unconscious. There is one last halfling standing that Danny is fighting, and then the other lady that Nox is flirting with to the point of distraction. Danny, your turn.
Cool. I'm just annoyed that they're still standing, so I am going to whack him again.
Whack him on. Whack it away.
With the battle axe. 16.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. Oh, come on. 5.
Ooh, 5 points of damage. It's still up, but... Really, still not looking good.
Okay.
She really looks like she wants to run.
All right, one last time.
Go for it.
Because I'm like, do I have to pull out magic on you? Oh, damn it, it's a 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what. So,
nope, no, you miss. She kind of steps to the side just at the last minute. She's like barely like 1 foot.
What betrayal?
Brenna.
The person I was fighting is now
dead.
Gone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Dead.
Excellent.
And Jessamine has unconscious the other halfling.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Thank you for that. All right, so just the one that Danny is fighting.
Yes, that somehow is still standing.
Yeah.
I'm still flirting.
Yeah. I'm going to go have
Danny. That's some of the most impressive.
Seriously.
Very impressive.
Those rolls. Clutch seduction over here.
I got you guys.
All right, so I'm going to go help out Danny then.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. So that is a 14.
That hits.
Sweet. Yeah. And that is a 8 for damage. First one?
Yeah, yeah. That halfling is down.
Nice! Woo! Don't even need a second hit.
Don't even need a second hit. Great. That's going to be the end of your turn. The halflings are, like, dead or unconscious, so that's the end of that. Like, essentially, at this point, is there toast? What are you going to do?
I would like to, yeah, I would like to walk over to where Nox is, and I want to stand up really tall as I can. I'm just a human, I don't have, like, super height, but, and say, okay, we took care of your gang, what are you gonna do?
Roll an intimidation.
Okay, let's see.
Silver. Paper sounds.
19 total?
A 19?
Yeah.
Yeah. A 19 will do it. She looks at... She's absolutely flustered by Nox. And then you come up and say this, and she kind of, like, looks past everything that's happening, and she goes, holy shit. She goes like, fuck, listen, you guys, like, what do you want me to do?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. All right. I'm not the leader of this gang. So I don't know. Guys, it seems like she's, well, first drop your weapons and then we'll decide what to do with you. I mean, sorry. That's what I'm trying to say to her.
Right, obviously you guys are out of melee, so just...
Yeah. Yay!
Yeah, I'm going to drag the unconscious...
Oh, you're telling her to drop her weapons?
Yeah, so I'd like to tell her to drop her weapons if she has any.
She kind of looks like she wants to hold on to it, but she does put it on the ground. She's okay. Like, listen, you can't tell Vixdeal that I did this. You can't tell her.
Where is Vixdeal?
She left without us. She left us behind to go do her next gig.
Where's that?
That is going to be... Yeah, they said something about going to the Wildstone house or something. Like, it was a house owned by, like, some rich halfling. I don't know.
Mm.
So this is a bar, right? Now that we
it's not a bar.
Can you at least pour us a drink? Now that we're here.
She kind of looks at you. Kind of shifts around a little bit, and then she goes, fine. And she kind of goes over to the bar. And I was like, what do you want?
Do you have any orange juice?
No.
Well, I'm good then.
Mead.
She looks behind the bar and pulls out, like, a couple of, like... She pulls out basically, like, the shittiest beers that is are behind
her. That's fine.
What do you have?
At this point, I might as well just go. Like, I don't think I want to be here when Vic Steele gets back.
We'd love to buy you a drink.
She just takes, like, this heavy bottle of liquor, which she didn't give to the rest of you, and, like, just takes a swig herself. And it's like, there's no paying here. This is our hideout.
Cool.
Don't know why you guys thought it wasn't in the first place.
Maybe you should take down the sign.
The sign is very misleading.
The sign that says in on the door. You should take down the sign.
I could go up and take it down for you. I'm very good at that.
You know, I doubt Vic Steele wanted people to have a sign that said Wayhill Slasher's Hideout either.
But
you know,
people don't walk into random people's houses because there's no reason for me to think your house is a place I should walk into. A place that says in, on the other hand. On the door. Maybe isn't the best hideout. Just gonna put that out there.
Look,
also,
if you
want to
put that
stash?
By Vic Steele, you're welcome to wait or go find her and do whatever you want, but I'm not taking it up with her, so.
That's...
Yeah, I think we need to go find Vic Steele at some point.
Where is your stash, though? It's your hideout, right? This is your hideout, right? So where do you keep the shit?
I mean, I was recruited, like, maybe like 2 weeks ago. Like, all I know is that Vic Steele, like, goes down to the cellar sometimes. Like, that's where she sleeps.
To the cellar!
Oh, my God.
I start heading for the steps.
Can we take her with us? I'm afraid that she's going to run.
That sounds good.
Can
okay.
I go?
Cool. Oh, when we're done.
You can walk with us. You go first.
She's
go in
kind
the
of,
middle.
Like, shifting around. She's like,
oh, ooh. I know you're busy today, but... Can you add me to your to-do list?
Oh my God. What?
Oh my God.
So are you just are you just flirting with her for the fun of it, or are you like actively
with her
trying
so
to
she
get
can,
her
like, come oh. with us?
I mean,
by flirting, with her.
Yeah. Like, so she's not like super intimidated, but she's like, oh well, I guess.
Roll a charisma check.
Wow. Okay. Oh, that
17. Yeah.
She kind of like pushes a little bit and shifts around and she goes, I mean, like, get me out of here when you're done and we'll see, okay?
Take it.
All right. So she's following. She kind of looks like you guys are, like, walking. She, like, leads you to the cellar. She kind of looks at you guys and says, what are you going to do with... She kind of gestures around to her dead comrades.
We could
unconscious ones.
We could burn the place down.
We could. Mm,
that does send a message.
That takes care of everything. And then you're dead, too. And no one goes to look for you.
You know, maybe not while we're in the hideout.
Oh, my God. We're not the ones who leave up the inside, okay? Okay.
Fine. So she takes you down to the cellar. She realizes that there's just no point. So she takes you guys down to the cellar. It's large, dry, in much better condition than the rest of the inn. Mm-hmm. You see, like, there are still, like, some weird, like, tangled spider's webs in some of the corners. It's about 40 feet by 40 feet. But it's also surprisingly plush. There's, like, fine tapestries, like, lining the walls, velvet cushions, a very comfortable-looking bed in one of the corners next to a wardrobe and a wide desk made of, like, dark wood. To the other side, it looks like there are a pair of large chests. It looks like it's a place lived in probably by this Vic Steele. Also, in the corner, you will look and see that there is, like, this very large, like, spherical thing hanging from the ceiling. Make a perception check.
Everyone?
Yeah, everyone make a perception check.
17.
Oof. 5.
8.
13.
7.
Brenna's got good eyes.
All right. You got it. So you recognize that this thing, it appears to be a cocoon.
How large is this?
Seems to be like medium size.
Oh my god. Yes. Okay, so let's raid the chest and we're getting the hell out of here. We're destroying this thing. This is disgusting.
Okay, so you guys are. This is the layout you see in the room. The thug lady is kind of being like, "Can't leave them down here." Like, she's kind of muttering to herself about like how she, like trying to think up how she's going to get out of town and like where she's going to go and like where her money stash is. She's like, she's planning.
Can I ask her? Have you been down here before?
No. Are you kidding? Vixiel doesn't let us down here. Anyone does never like dies. I once saw, she brought, like, a captive back here, like, some dwarf lady, and she never came back up.
What does Vixiel look like?
Where did the body go?
Maybe Vixiel,
she's, I don't know, she's a dwarf, cropped white hair, not a dwarf, sorry, a drow, cropped white hair, God, she looks strong.
She's a drow.
You're a drow, right?
No,
I'm a drow.
Like, yeah. When she looks at you, it looks like she's trying to figure out where to kill you.
Okay. How about we open these real fast? Let's open these real fast. We've already killed her, guys.
Yeah. You're going to the chest?
Also, did we not tie up our friend? Should I, while you guys are looting the chest, shall I bind her hands?
That sounds good.
Okay.
I like that plan.
I did leave unconscious upstairs in a corner.
Oh, yeah, who might wake up.
I'll raise that to the group in game.
Awesome.
Maybe start pouring some like alcohol and stuff. Set up for the fire.
I'll get everything ready to burn. You guys loot. So I am going to go back up to the bar and start looking for flammable liquids in the shitty alcohol. And
yeah, you find and watch alcohol.
Check on our crispy friend up there.
Yeah. And make sure the unconscious person is still unconscious. If they seem to be moaning in pain, hit them.
She's unconscious.
Okay.
Cool.
She's
burning in the fire.
Well, I did. Yes. Yes.
We're kind of a chaotic group.
We are.
All right, so
okay. Reading the chest. So you're doing that. You're going to the chest.
I am.
I would like to check for traps on these chests.
Yep, please. Check for traps, please.
Traps, I don't know that this will go well. This is not my thing, guys. So that's investigation?
Yeah.
This is really not my thing, guys.
Oh, my God.
Wow. 6.
Looks fine.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm going to poke it with my stick and then open it if I can.
Okay. I want you to... You hear a little, like, ka-ching, and I want you to make a dexterity saving.
Yep.
For me.
Yep, that tracks.
That sounds
okay.
Right.
So... I have a dot next to my dexterity saving throw, which I think means I have advantage on it.
Sure.
Oh.
Yes, that's what it means. That's what it means.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. So.
On her sheet that she has with her.
Okay. Well, just tracking what I rolled a 6 the first time. And a nat 20 the second time.
Hey.
Oh, boy. Okay. So it's +7. So 27 is my dexterity check number.
Yeah, okay. So you hear this ching and you kind of move out of the way, but you still get like the bolt still like hits your shoulder. Like it like shoots across it. You are going to take.
Does it count as a missile?
Do you have gloves on?
I mean, it's it's a crossbow bolt.
I think you
would
try to catch it.
You try and grab it.
All right.
With
yes.
My deflect missiles ability. All right, I'm so sorry. I'm very excited I get to use this. All right.
It's pretty cool.
The damage you take from the attack is reduced by 1d10 plus your dexterity modifier plus your monk level.
Good lord.
If I reduce the damage to 0, stuff happens.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to roll the damage then.
Okay, cool. And I will roll. All right. So I altogether, that's 19. What was the damage?
I mean, because you succeeded the dexterity saving throw,
okay,
it was already going to be halved. and the hat, but the original was 16. So okay, like, regardless, like you just stop it.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I grab it.
Like it, just, it doesn't, yes, it doesn't even hit you. You're just like, yes.
Somebody want a bolt?
I've never been this cool in my life.
It's pretty impressive. It's a, like it just it's just impressive.
Show off.
it's like a crossbow bolt. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crossbow bolt.
All right, I would like to take it in my hand and like stick it in my hair.
It looks
hair
like there is a little bit of poison on it.
Oh, oh, I would like to not do that then.
Right. So you kind of open up the chest, and you see that it has like what appears to be like stolen goods, like expensive items from people's houses, from, you know, like, probably the more expensive items from the houses that they stole from.
Okay. I'm full on, like, gopher at this point. I'm just, like, chucking things out of this trunk, looking through it. Like, there's a small pile to my left of things I like.
Gold figurines, nice clothing.
It's mostly nice clothing and, like, occasionally jewelry.
Occasionally, like, a really nice plate that if you throw it without realizing it, it breaks on the floor.
That happens at least once.
At least once, yep. Cool, so you're digging through that. Anyone else?
Can I just like ask quickly,
two more minutes?
Are we good guys here? Should we be trying to return this stuff to its owner?
Oh.
Or are we just...
I just wander downstairs pouring more alcohol into the basement while this conversation is happening, and I literally just go, how are you going to find them? Don't really care, and then wander back out.
We're bad circus people, aren't we? The two of us.
We're nice to other circus people.
Yep, there we go.
Okay.
Chaotic circus.
You know, no one needs to know that we found this sure chunk down here. We can just take it. That's fine. We got rid of the slashers, though, so we're good guys.
We also don't have any money, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we should take some of this to maybe...
But we need some kind of proof to show that woman so we get our stuff back.
We might have to deal with Vic Steele.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You hear muffled from inside the trunk.
Okay. Are you okay in there?
I'm good.
Things are still flying out of the trunk.
You guys almost done. I'm pretty much all set. I just need to add fire. Just let me know.
I'm gonna take some jewelry and gold things from this pile and stuff it in my rucksack.
Before we set fire to the place.
Before we set fire, in the last 30 seconds.
I can pick this up next week. Yes. I would like to look in the desk, please.
You like to look in the desk?
I don't have to do that right now, but please, before you light the match.
All right. Yeah. Yep.
Save some desk for me.
I would like to tear through some, like, the wardrobe.
Cool. Next time we come back, we're going to have them digging through all of Vic Steele's things. Thank you guys for being here. Stay tuned next for some Objection to the Rule. My name is Erin. This is the Brooklyn Conversations Adventure Soundboard. Find us on Podomatic, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. You'll see me next, or you'll hear me next week. Thank you, everybody, and have a good afternoon.
Bye. Bye.